welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vaughn's original recipe and Vaughn's Baja Blast, right?
Blast. Yeah,
that's what you guys like calling him right now.
Yep.
We all use the he, him pronouns. The Vaughn's is our Foxfolk alchemist alternate reality selves, and one of these days I'm going to come up with a quick term for that, and right now one of them is sleeping. Guess which one?
Oh, I'm Aaron. I sorry, I was like expecting an answer to that question for some reason. I'm so
it's
sorry.
Vaughn's. Vaughn's is the one that's sleeping.
I'm Aaron. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse took last episode to very slightly hit on one of the NPCs, giving us all flashbacks to Aerithene. Yes.
I totally missed it.
Guess which one?
Yeah, guess which one?
Oh.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, and Sidroa, the portmanteau of Weldraw, and we are currently acting as armor for Frymeath, so I do a lot of Frymeath moving around, and we both use any pronoun you want to throw at us because, you know, monster. And there was some interesting talking last episode, and I got kind of yelly, so probably people didn't sleep very well.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold interdimensional traveler. We all use he, him pronouns, and both of them are just, you know, ant tunneling it up and hanging out, chitty-chatting.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on our podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You can do it. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Yes,
it's right there. It's right there. It's on your phone right now. Go find it.
And if you have an iPod right now, well, you're used to going the extra mile to get stuff on and off it anyway. So just go to iTunes. I believe in you. It's been called shots at local MP3 player users, also known as like me and two other people left on the planet. Aaron, would you like to do the recap?
Sure. Last episode, we had just finished battling the ants and the not scrotum balls, and we got a little bit lost going through the tunnels until we eventually found a small side tunnel where we could rest for the night, and so we had a whole episode of two characters, or in Wealthy's case, four characters talking around the campfire while we did watches. Cool Vaughn's and Lucky talked about Vaughn's and came to the conclusion that they did not understand what was going on with Vaughn's at all. Jesse and Harper.
He's a mystery.
Yeah. Jesse and Harper talked about the differences between being on the ground versus being up in the arcs. Jesse asked if Harper had ever heard anything in her head, and it turns out that Harper did hear something in her head while she was in the tunnels when her ears got quote-unquote fixed. Grix and Green talked about what they would do, what we would all do if we can't do the fixing the core, and also then talked about, hey Green, what's up with you and Vaughn's? And, turns out Green's just kind of biding her time until she can actually have some sort of conversation with Vaughn's. It was not very clear. Wealthy with Frymeath, Sidroa, and the spear talked to each other in their head while Mir stayed out of it. They talked about what does it mean to be a hero worthy of knowing the spear's true name. And then later, the demon representative came to ask Wealthy if she wanted to make another deal to get her body back, maybe. And Wealthy said no. Get away and stop talking to me. And that's all that happened.
So Wealthy slash Kelly also got to discover the dangers of what happens when Ian actually manages to talk to themselves. Several different characters in the same scene.
Yeah.
So don't encourage it. You should always take your NPCs to a separate room to talk to them. To the conversation booth.
Just the cone, get smart. The cone of silence drops.
Yeah. All right. Well, we had a few more watches to do before we continue on our dungeon delve down to the core. Vaughn's comma original recipe. It is time for your watch. You are paired up with Shield. For listeners who haven't been around, Shield is a dragon. Shield is running around in human form. And there's a running bit where Vons thinks that he created Shield. You know, Shield is his son.
It wasn't entirely on purpose.
And Shield was asked by someone as one of their last wishes to continue the bit. And so they have committed.
I forgot Aracene asked them to keep going on that bit. I love that. Yay!
Aracene's greatest gift was comedy.
Just like mine.
It's all right. Vons. What do you say?
Vons is mostly just kind of sitting there, kind of twiddling his thumbs, thinking nervously, like a lot. To himself, he's mostly quiet, but his mind is racing with, does he know about girls and
where babies come from?
I don't know if that makes it more or less complicated for him.
Vons, you seem nervous and like your mind is racing. Would you wish to talk about it?
Well, how are you doing, Shield?
Son?
None of us are dead. It's a strong start. I'm pleasantly surprised so far at how well this group has handled themselves. Not that I didn't trust any one of you, but I've not seen many of these people I have not seen in battle. And so it's good to see they know how to handle themselves and don't panic and hide.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you were born into battle, huh? Yeah.
Dear listener, Shield came back into this dimension in the middle of a battle, and that's when Vons thinks that he birthed Shield?
Created, I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, something like that.
Do foxes even legs?
I mean, Vons has drunk a lot of potions over his life. Who knows what's happened? To his anatomy, reproductive functions.
I have a hard limit on oviposition, but other than that, we can talk about whatever.
Well, I'm glad that you're holding up okay with all of this. So, like, how are you doing out there? Do you do you have friends?
Oh, really?
do you have friends that you hang out with, or
I have mostly been keeping a low profile up on the arcs due to the concern of it being discovered by the wrong people that I am a dragon and deciding to draft me into the defense of the city.
I guess you don't go to school or anything.
I do not believe I need schooling. Is there something you've noticed I don't seem to know?
I mean, I don't know. It's probably fine, right? Do you need help with anything? Like, you seem to have figured out the going to the bathroom thing well enough. And,
What? What?
I mean, you know, so like,
is this your roundabout way of trying to ask if I know something so you can ask about it?
What? No, no. Are you just struggling trying to make sure that bathroom? You're okay?
There's no shame in this.
No, I went as soon as they woke me up for the shift. I'm fine. How are you? Do you like need any money or anything? Like,
well, I do not have a lot of spare finances. I'm not concerned. I mostly seem to end up with various groups of adventurers doing the kinds of things that provide room and board in exchange for killing things or helping build things. So.
Uh-huh.
And Jaspar has had me covered at the times where it's been needed.
So like killing things, that sounds like a good business to get into. It's a growth industry. Yeah.
It seems okay, to be a perennial industry.
Did you just specifically quote Gross Point Blank?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Great.
Not precisely.
I feel like that is the basis of at least 10%, if not more, of Vons's personality.
Quoting movies from a different reality?
No, Gross Point Blank specifically.
Oh. Yeah.
You can see it, right?
I can see it.
If I'm honest, that movie has wormed its way into a lot of my...
Sure.
Especially old thinking.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
We can cut it, that mention, because I'm sure that there's going to be like 7 people in the world who will recognize that quote. So,
well, maybe somebody will look the movie up. It's a movie worth watching.
Great movie.
Yeah. Minnie Driver's real cute in it. She's the only one who's cute in it.
Jack Black is real cute in it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Was Jack Black in it?
Uh-huh. No, I'm thinking.
You're thinking of Say Anything. High Fidelity.
I'm thinking of High Fidelity.
Yeah.
Very different movie.
Totally different movies.
Although, but crossing those two over would make a fun episode.
Would make
episode.
A fun version of Vons.
Yeah.
Oh, Joan Cusack was cute in that movie.
Joan Cusack's always cute. Yeah.
Right?
She's
great. Yeah, where she's like interchanging a soup recipe with an ammunition order over the phone. Yeah, that was fun. Anyway, yeah, so that's all going to the B-sides.
Vons, how are you doing? I feel like you're doing the thing where you continue to ask me about myself so you don't answer anything about yourself.
That's not what I'm doing. So how are your friends anyway? Is there anybody special? Have you met any, I don't know, are you into girls, guys, or other non-binaries?
We can go over that after you tell me how you are.
Furry. And I am feeling better. I got healing from, I can't remember their name.
You're probably thinking of Mira, the person who healed you extensively earlier.
Yeah, it took him a while. It was a lot.
So you are physically fuzzy and you are healed.
Yeah. Most of the blood's come out of the fur.
Well, since you asked me about something similar, how are things going with Green?
Do you think she'd be a good mom? Or I don't know. She's over there, right? Sleeping? Woof.
I mean, yes, she's over there sleeping. I believe she would be a good mother, but I am surprised to hear you bring that topic up.
Well, I don't really know what you need in, like, life, right? Like, or how that works.
Well, you were dating her, yes? So presumably.
Yeah, she seemed nice, and, like, she seems real protective. That's good. Protective's good, right? Of course, you're pretty protective yourself.
It's true. I'm not an unbiased opinion in this respect.
Yeah. Yeah, but so protective's good then.
When applied properly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You, of course, still have to let your children grow and flourish and outside of your supervision.
Yeah. Well, you've certainly done a lot of that. Like, look at how big you are. You're pretty much the exact same size, but you're huge. And stuff. Flourishing. you know, killing for money. That's like a whole occupation.
Huh? I mean, you engage with it frequently, so I would assume it works as an occupation for you as well.
I mean, it's sort of a byproduct, really. It's not like I mostly get hired to explore and assist in the exploring and getting things done. The killing's kind of like incidental.
Have we killed many? Any real?
We don't really kill people. We only kill shadows and
monsters.
It's almost always self-defense.
Monstery sorts of things.
And I'm just trying to remember.
And there are monsters who kill people. One of us is a monster who's killed people.
I mean, I can only think of one actual time when anybody murdered anyone.
And
weirdly, it wasn't the
honestly,
assassin.
Honestly, by...
shockingly.
By so many definitions outside of... by Disney definition, I'd be the only one among the three of us who doesn't look like a monster. The four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's like four monsters and a Robin Hood here.
Mm-hmm.
That's our band name.
I suppose I should clarify, for no apparent reason, that I mean killing creatures in general, not murder as such. Rust monsters, ants.
Yep. Yeah, well, yeah, you know, really that's like, it's more like pest control. They're big pests.
I suppose it could be seen that way, although I would be careful with that line of thinking. Keep in mind, when I am transformed, I am significantly larger than you.
Uh-huh.
And could then perhaps view, say, fox folk or humans as pests.
Yeah.
But there's the matter of sentience, and that gets complicated.
Yeah, that ant was bigger than me, too. The definition of pest on this floating rock seems to have a flexible definition. Because, you know, they're not always, like, considered pests, either. Sometimes they're like... Yeah, there's a lot of them and they're small, but they're effectively livestock.
And sometimes they're your entire mailing system.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Or just delicious. No, not the rats. The rats are cool. They're, you know, we hang. Where is Bartholomew? It's been a minute since I've seen him, I think.
We absolutely did not bring him down here.
We left Bartholomew back.
I swear you guys said you brought him with you.
Did we?
I mean... If you didn't, that's fine too. I have no particular skin in this game.
I don't think we did because I think
I don't know.
Knew
that
was
so
going
long ago.
Into like such intense danger. I don't know that made any sense. And like trying to send messages back, like doesn't
like he doesn't necessarily know the way.
Yeah,
like it would take him a long ass time, and also, you know.
Yeah, but he can sneak around and fit through spaces you can. But yeah,
that's
it would
true.
Take a while.
Crap, I can't remember.
I don't think we specifically said we were bringing him.
Bartholomew is in Schrodinger's location.
Yeah. I remember when we would have talked about it. I can try to check.
So what you're saying is...
Before it becomes important
in
the plot.
It's like, we don't know if Bartholomew is alive or dead until we open the location.
Well, we don't know if Bartholomew's here or not until we open the carrier that we would have had for him anyway.
Oh, something tells me he would not tolerate a carrier well.
Schrodinger's Bartholomew.
He would just want it to be an open, you know.
He'd just, like, ride around on someone's shoulder or something. Like.
Or, like, in my pocket square. My extra big pocket square.
Huh. Sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, Vons, anything else you want to talk to S.H.I.E.L.D. about? Birds, bees?
So, yeah, like, have you heard about the birds and the bees? Because we're looking for bees right now. We need more bees.
So the animals, not the ham-handed metaphor about sexual relations.
What relations?
Sexual relations?
Uh-huh. I was just hoping you had a good lead on some bees.
Fawns, do you need the birds and the bees talk?
I know what a bee is. And the birds, Grix was dating one for a while.
Well, you're halfway
I don't think
there.
I'm into birds myself.
You're less than halfway there. You're retreating from the halfway point. But yes, Vons, I know what bees are. There used to be a lot more of them.
Here?
On the world in general.
Oh. We should get some bees up here. Is this a safe place for bees? Do they have to be on the outside of the mountain?
We had a long...
There is that one apiary on the far side of the mountain, which successfully keeps bees.
We visited there on the last day of Erisine's life.
Oh, that's why I blocked it out.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. Like, legit.
Yeah.
But yes, we had a long adventure about that.
But yes, you would need to talk to the beekeepers about such things.
Well, you want to go do that sometime? Go talk to the beekeepers? Wait, we did that.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work out great. We wound up going to the ground for a while, running around down there.
We figured out how to solve the corruption, though.
I believe there was some sort of contract that might need to be revisited. Uh-huh. We could go follow up on that and look at bees.
Ah, shit. I always forget about contracts.
And how?
It seems to be a common thing among this particular party of people to forget about contracts.
This particular party forgets about a lot of things.
They specifically forget about contracts. A lot of fucking contracts.
Dear listener, if you can remember something that we forgot, go ahead and send it to us at letters@primaryattribute.com.
I look forward to never being able to check the mailbox again due to the infinite number of things that will be sent there.
Oh, yeah, but it helped. We need to take better notes.
Hey, man! Sorry, did that come through wits also?
Probably. You didn't really blow out the mic though, which was impressive.
No, yeah.
Considering that you did earlier, but something that was quieter? Doesn't matter.
Good mic.
No, Aaron. We all need to take better notes. I don't take notes at all. I'm terrible at it.
I know, Adam. I've come to accept this about you. Now I just notice that you're having trouble pulling up any information from your mind, and I just give you the information because I don't want to keep talking about it. There's just things I know that you would know, and I would rather just tell you what those things are.
Just fill in the holes, smooth out the bumps.
Uh-huh.
Very helpful. Yeah.
Just spackle. Just fucking spackle. So much spackle.
Smooth that brain. But yes, Fawns, would you like to go look at bees?
It's summer as we record this, and I am feeling it right now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fawns, would you like to go look at bees and perhaps play catch afterwards?
Are you going to throw bees at me?
I meant with a ball. I don't think the bees would appreciate being thrown.
I mean, okay, but I'm not catching it in the air. That's, like, it's hard on my teeth.
Well, if that's how you choose to catch things, I would not be the one to stop you. And on that note, I guess.
Uh-huh. Wait, you're not going to do dexterity checks 20 times in a row for a ball game?
Not until they actually get out there.
I mean, I would do those checks if it counted as some kind of dexterity training.
Oh my god, that's going to be the start of our baseball episode that we have to have legally.
Yay!
Oh yeah, there is some kind of obligation for that, isn't there? Are we going to do that on Grix's legally distinct from a holodeck deck?
Mm-hmm. It's a very flexible place. And you have at least one person who can describe baseball to you in detail.
Oh,
possibly two, depending on how much
Gex
picked up.
I just thought of another acting. We should do Angels in the Outfield.
I knew you were going to say that. That's better than Field of Dreams. I never made it through that one.
Okay.
Field of Dreams may be a better movie, but I just haven't seen it all the way through.
Sure, that's fair. It's slightly overrated. I like it a lot, but it drags.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got a little nappy.
Yeah. But all right. Steamboat Willie, you're our final person. You're hanging out with Alara for your watch.
Oh, I can't possibly think of a single thing for us to really talk about. Well, we'll do something. We'll like play tic-tac-toe in the dirt.
All right. Roll an intelligence check.
Okay. Natural one.
Alara rolls a 16 on the die, so
significantly better.
So you have a moment like I've had occasionally where it's like, I know tic-tac-toe is a solved game, but I apparently forgot. You managed to lose a few rounds of tic-tac-toe. And as you finish that last round, I don't remember which watch you were, so we just cut to not dawn, because you're underground in a cave. There is no sunlight here, but it's about time for everyone to wake up, and God knows most of you are able to keep track of time pretty well without having any sort of sunlight to judge by. So yeah, welcome to the next morning.
Cool.
And sorry, I'm seeing if I wrote this down anywhere, because I know there was a master plan that someone had, and I'm not sure I actually wrote it, which was there was a desire for, maybe not this time around, but some sort of like making breakfast, baking competition thing. I think Grix was going to be involved.
Are we going to do a great British breakfast off? That offline conversation we had about bangers and mash is suddenly relevant.
The arcs where you don't want to know what's in the bangers or the mash.
Here's a hint. Neither is what you think.
Both made entirely of carrots. But all right. So you wake up.
Mashed carrots are tasty, though.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry.
I'm sure it was good. So you guys wake up. You got the cart with you, so you have some extra supplies. Some purple pancakes are made and consumed, among other things. And you get ready to venture back out into the ant tunnels and try to find your way out of the ant tunnels and ideally closer to destination. I need a wisdom check from two of you.
Well, not it.
I guess Jesse will do it again.
Steamboat Willie is feeling lucky.
All right.
God dang it. Are you kidding me? Different dice roller time for wit. I was using Aaron's too.
Or did Ian mean the best rolls from all of us?
Nope. Two of you get to roll.
I've noticed that the first roll on this die roller in its archive.org state is always a one.
Interesting.
That kind of makes sense.
Vaguely. Actually, it does make sense, yeah. So, because it would have always the same cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rolled a 13 plus 11 is 24 on a prime.
Okay. And then Steamboat Willie, what did you get?
Oh, I got a natural one, a second natural one in a row.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want to hit Control F5.
Golf rules, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so Jesse got a 26?
I got a 24.
Oh. Sorry, thinking.
You're fine.
This all gets cut out anyway.
No, I keep every moment of aching thinking silence in there every time. And definitely not lost minutes off an episode during certain combats and stuff while I was trying to figure shit out.
I added a D6 to my official saved rolls so that it will always make me do a different roll first.
Ah. All right. Jesse.
Yes.
You are positive that you are not lost. This is good. The downside is you find that you don't know where the ants are getting out of here, but it appears to be not in directions convenient for folks of your size and inability to climb on walls. Well, general inability to climb on walls. I should not besmirch spider climb oil and the like.
Mm.
So while you are looking around to kind of try to figure out the best way out and scouting up and down tunnels and things like that, a couple of things become apparent. It looks like the ants may have at least lightly figured out where you are and walled off some of the tunnels.
Mm.
And that you do find a couple of exits out of what seem to be the antiest bits of this mountain, but they don't look like they're great.
Okay.
Sorry, now I need to figure something out. Let's see. Kelly, roll a d6 and just tell me the number you got.
Okay, just a second. I'll bring up my dice. A d6?
Yeah.
I got a 2.
All right. So Jesse, you go and your very good roll lets you figure out that the exit that would have been nice to take, because it seemed like it was actually coming out pretty level, seemed to be in a room that was mostly full of detritus, you think carried there by the ants, and then you realize beyond there's a much larger chamber that A, appears to be glowing slightly, and B, has something very, very large in it.
Oh, and the can noise we, of like, dig out in that room?
So it's mostly stone walls and such. And so it wouldn't be easy to dig out. The detritus is basically in a pile in this one room, but you kind of sneak up and around to take a peek. And your guess would be that the large thing in the next room is probably the ant queen or something like that.
Oh, so the glowing is not...
The glowing is a raw magic, you would think, radiating from the walls, the ceiling, the floor, stuff like that. Am I correct in thinking you would try to find a different route before attempting this one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So you retreat and you go and you search around the tunnels you can make it through. Steamboat Willie.
Yep.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no.
Not too bad. 18. Not prime.
Not a prime. Okay. So you all are going through a very, you know, slick stone walls and floor part of the cave. And there's a lot of stalactites and stalagmites and all of that getting in the way of your point of view. And Steamboat, you step wrong and you slip. And instead of just hitting the ground like you might have expected, you fall down through the floor.
Oh, no.
Can you make a second dexterity check for me?
Sure.
If you plunge through open air?
Bad. Worse. Much worse. 12.
Okay. What did you get on the die?
7. Nope.
Okay. I should actually have let you make that and made that an intelligence check instead. So what would you have gotten if it was instead of dex?
Hang on. Let me check the sheet again. Make sure I'm not misremembering. I'm level 8. Okay. So it was actually a 14 for the dexterity check. And this is a 15 for intelligence.
But on a prime.
Yes, on a prime.
All right. So Steamboat, you go and you're falling. And you realize you are falling. And you also remember that you are wearing a squirrel suit. And you manage to use those piloting skills to spread your arms and legs out and slow yourself down a bit right before you splash down into a pool of water below this hole in the floor.
All right.
You take no damage. You're just wet.
Okay.
And you look up, and it looks like it's about 20 feet from the ceiling of where you are to the floor, or to the surface of the small pond, I suppose, that you're in. And you go, and you quickly paddle to the side and haul yourself out and look over. And first off, this is a small side bit of a very, very large cavern. And perhaps more importantly, most caverns don't have temples in them. But you think you just found one.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. The front kind of sticks out into the space. There is black grass growing along the cave floor.
Okay.
And a series of wide steps leading up to a big yawning entrance, beyond which is darkness.
Okay. I'll call up that I'm okay, and then I'll say that there's a temple thing down here. They're like a Tomb Raider situation.
So I just immediately think of the theme music.
Can you find is there a way out that way, or
I forgot that Steamboat Willie also has dark vision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's dark and it's hard to see very far. I can poke around some. I might just need a rope. I'm below y'all, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're trying to go down.
Well, then you can come down here, maybe.
Yeah, why don't we just go down there?
Yeah, I'll just poke around. Why don't I look around a little bit?
Yeah.
If it's been sealed up, there can't be anything dangerous down here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's in the scouting party besides, you know, Steamboat?
Just me?
Okay, it sounded like Jesse was going to go down there too, so.
Oh, no, Jesse's not going down until she knows that, like, there's a way.
All right. Steamboat, how do you...
A way... Like a way back out?
No, like a way like out from the like in front of the temple.
Okay, I just misunderstood. Oh, so we can just
cool Vons will go.
Okay, cool Vons and wealthy elected Frymeath.
Yep.
Frymeath is going to roll a reaction roll.
While Drua just like kicks Frymeath in the lower back, he shuffles forward accidentally.
Frymeath just gives a and goes down the rope that is thrown down along with the cool Vons. All right, Green Day crew.
Oh, I guess yes. It is, huh?
So you're in a large, you know, large open area in front of this temple. How do you want to approach your scouting?
with stealth.
All right.
Slowly and searching for traps the whole way.
Kicking rocks.
This sounds like a winning combination.
Okay. I need, if you're stealthing, I guess I need both hide and move silently checks from everybody.
No, I'm not. Why would I do that?
Okay. Cool, Vons. Please give me a hide and a move.
Yeah, Vons is going to move ahead a bit in a stealthy fashion.
Ooh.
Okay.
Scouting.
I rolled well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I rolled. I thought you were very impressed by Vons moving ahead a bit. That was.
No, I mean, that too. That's fair.
Actually.
Vons has taken point a couple times. You're not a coward.
I rolled a 13. I don't know whether or not you want me to go with Frymies or with Wildroa.
I'll have it be Frymies roll since Frymies is the one walking about.
Okay.
So give me a second die roll for the other half of this.
An 8.
Can't do math. There we go. All right. Cool, Vons.
Okay. Stealth checks. Is that a dex?
I'm going to need two dex checks from you. The first one is going to be hide, and the second one is going to be move silently.
I see. Okay.
You might get a bonus, but just roll them as dex checks.
Okay. I'm locating the... go. Two dex checks. The first one's going to be hide.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 16, so I add 9. That puts it at 25 plus dex is plus 1 modifier.
Okay. So 26.
And yeah. And if there's... see, I think he's wearing the shadowed knight armor for kick-ass evasion, which gives a plus 2 bonus to hide checks.
All right. Total of 28. You tied Frymeath.
Ta-da!
Okay, move silently check.
Okay, the move silently check. Well, that was an 8. Plus the 9 would put that at 17. Plus 1 puts it at 18.
Okay. And then, Steamboat, what did you roll?
I just rolled my perception check, and I got a 26.
Okay, you were using wisdom or ant?
Yes.
Okay. 26 wisdom. Cool.
Yeah.
Not a prime, but that's really good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So okay. I see the thing that's eating loud me before it starts.
And then Vons, because you wanted to check for traps, give me an intelligence check.
Okay. Int is his second prime. Those are both on prime. Mm-hmm. Those previous things. What did that die bounce off of? Okay, well, it got an 11 on the die, plus, so that would put it at 20 plus 1 is 21. Is there any kind of bonus to this intelligence check? I don't know.
There is. I don't remember right now, so I'll roll with the 21. Okay, so all three of you spread out and start approaching this temple and keep looking around. Cool, Vons, you... I'm going to say that, Steamboat Will, you're kind of walking up just the center of the space, you know, keeping your head on a swivel, keeping your eyes out, but because you're not trying to hide, you're just giving yourself the best field of view you can instead. Cool, Vons.
Yeah.
You take one side, Frymeath takes the other. You guys are kind of trailing up the edges a little bit behind Steamboat, and you make it to the temple part without incident. You're going about 50 feet forward. This temple is big. Like, the front facade of this thing is 50 feet tall. I thought 5 stories and 50 feet together, and that's clearly it's a 5-foot tall miniature temple for ants. So, no.
Oh, like Lara Croft.
Yeah, so it's like 50 feet tall. It gives very Tomb Raider vibes. That's true. Steamboat, you notice a couple things. One, as you approach the steps and start carefully stepping up them and looking at this place, the front of this temple is curiously blank.
Huh.
Like someone polished the stone down to, you know, think like a polished cement floor. It is flat. It is shiny. And that is all it is.
Huh.
There's, you know, geometric shapes, but like in terms of like just, you know, block of stone, block of stone, block of stone. Nothing more complicated than a rectangle.
Yeah. So it just hasn't rendered yet.
Yeah. It's the, you know, it's the LOD textures.
Yeah, yeah. I've gone in this dungeon in Skyrim before.
Yep. So you're taking that in, and as you go up the stairs, you get the willies. That is the scientific term upon looking towards the interior.
Not the steamboat willies.
Perhaps the steamboatiest of willies. But So you do notice that the temple appears to be unnaturally dark as you approach the entrance. Your dark vision should be getting further in.
Isn't. I'm not going into there then. Yeah, no, I've seen that before.
And it's still penetrating somewhat, but it's like if there was somehow the darkness was also a heavy fog. Like you just can't see very far.
Okay.
And then Cool Vons, as you approach and you're searching for traps, you made a pretty good intelligence check. So Steamboat is standing kind of in front of the door, looking at it with appropriate suspicion. And you see, by squinting very carefully with some training that Aramith gave you to deal with the whole, there's magic in this world, that occasionally means you get to search for things that you don't know how to do and are basically supernatural to you. You do find something on the interior of the doorframe for the entrance. There are some faint runes, so lightly etched you can barely see them, written up each side.
And they're on giant cubic blocks that I have to move one space at a time.
These are just on the inside of a doorframe. There does not appear to be any tiles or sliding involved yet. but with that check traps, let's see, you got a total of 21. You're still fairly new at this. Cool Vons, upon giving it a closer look, you think that these don't strike you as any of the Wii U mental alarm danger runes that you were taught. You don't think these explode.
Aha.
But you do think there is something magical going on here that does activate when you go through the door. What you just don't know enough yet, I don't think. Unless, you know, rogues get the decipher script ability.
Oh.
And you have been essentially brute forcing learning how to read. So make an intelligence check to see if you can just look at this real hard and translate it.
Sure, that adds up.
You don't have a Daniel Jackson, like, so just try really hard and try to roll a 20, I guess.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Well, I got a 9 on the die. For an intelligence, you say?
Yeah.
That's a prime, so that would put it up to 19.
Okay. You squint, and you squint, and you squint. And again, you're pretty sure this is magical writing. You're also pretty sure it is not draconic, from what you have been taught to recognize so far.
That rules out one person who would be useful.
And, but you aren't sure exactly what they would do. Again, you get the vibe this is not, and then you die. But you don't know what it is, and the fact that it was concealed is, you know, a little bit suspicious, but maybe they just really like their smooth surfaces and want to mar them as little as possible. Well, Droa.
Yep.
You, upon the back of a well-trained person, also sneak up to this door and join the group as they are looking into this door.
Okay.
That was incredibly descriptive. I apologize. And as you all stand on this, you know, wide, flat, top of the stair, shelf of stone before the entrance, Sidroa hisses in your head.
Uh-huh. Evil. I will pay attention.
Evil.
What kind of evil? What kind of evil? Where?
The kind we can consume.
This is like a...
Okay, where?
Oh.
Inside.
Inside the door. The door that we can't see anything in.
You can see a little ways in. At least I can.
Oh, you really want this, huh? Okay, I'm going
to
nudge
Frymies. You keep wanting me to eat things. I'm giving you the option.
I'm going to nudge Frymies. No, I'm not opposed to it. I'm going to nudge Frymies and I'm going to say, hey, well, Sidroa wants to eat something in there. There's evil in there and we need to go check it out. Is this something, Sidroa, is this something that we actually have a chance of fighting against, or are we going to get stomped like I did last time?
I'm not psychic.
Okay, that that's not helpful.
All I see right now is darkness, and there is evil in there, and it seems concentrated.
Yummy.
All right. I'm going to tell all three of them, Frymies, Vons, and Grix, that it's out there. There's something in there. It's a concentrated evil. If we go in, Sidroa thinks it can eat it.
So, just a little unclear on this. Like, generally, evil being removed is a good thing, but is consuming it a good thing? Does this make you more evil, or...
No.
Sidroa
seems to be pretty neutral. It just eats evil.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What does Sidroa poop?
That Sidroa would be a waste of resources.
It's like how the possums eat the ticks that do Lyme disease. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I can hold it back. It seems to really want to go in there.
Man, I hated that tick comb too. Mom would always run that through
in California. Oh boy. Yeah.
I assume Sidro is hungry.
Yes, Sidro is almost always hungry.
I could eat.
But this is the first time where Sidroa has said, hey, there's Eve.
Well, that's the name of the episode. What?
I could eat.
I could eat. Okay. Sidroa.
I don't know. It loses something without the voice, but go on.
Yeah, do it again, Ian. Do it again.
Sidroa is always ready to eat. And Sidroa needs... Sidroa has never told me before that there's evil there. I've always had to ask, is something evil? This is the first time it's come up to me and said, hey, there's evil there and I want to go eat that. So we should go check it out.
I mean, I guess.
I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
Have we seen Sidroa eating something create a problem before?
Well, there was the whole, socially?
Could I suggest something metatextually? I would love to not be put on the sidelines for another 3 episodes in a row. Maybe you could go yell at Jesse and say, hey, we found something for Sidroa to eat, and Jesse will come with you.
I could see why you'd say
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah,
please,
I'm down with that.
I just don't want to sit by myself.
So
Okay, then let me, since it's metatextual, let's go ahead and I'll start from here.
I have a slightly funnier idea.
Okay.
Jesse, roll a wisdom check.
Oh, boy.
Yeah? Jesse's good at those?
Usually.
Okay,
I rolled a 16 plus 11 is 27 on a prime.
That feeling you get when your kids have been gone too long and are too quiet? You're getting that feeling about your other party members right now.
Oh, that's fair.
You think Jesse's maybe you should go check on them?
Jesse's like, hey guys, it's been a bit. I'm just gonna go down and see what happens. I'm pretty good at climbing, so I'll just, climb down, climb back up.
Yeah, you just slide on down the rope. It's easy.
So Jesse goes down and approaches also.
It is weird how often when your kids are quiet, they're about to eat something evil.
The alternative that I hear about is when the kids say something that is wildly counter to how things should be. Like, oh, don't worry, that's not breakable. Wait, yeah. What's not breakable? Show me the thing that's not breakable.
Point to the thing that's not breakable.
Or its pieces, if it is in several locations. All right, Jesse, you come up on this group standing in front of a giant open entrance into a temple that is full of darkness.
Oh, that's creepy. What's up?
There's something in there. Sidroa says it says it's evil, concentrated evil, and it would like to go eat it.
Yeah, that sounds right, I guess. Okay.
Maybe ideally it will have a skeleton.
I'm game for it.
Did Frymeath say that?
Yep.
Jesse just kind of gives him a look like, why'd you have to say that? She doesn't say anything.
Jesse, make a wisdom check to read Frymeath's look.
Indeed.
That's a dirty 20 on a prime.
You got to look back. That reminds you of a couple things. One, Frymeath might just be tired of wearing armor that keeps stalking him while he's trying to do other stuff. And two, he is currently mostly engulfed in the same thing that killed and ate this universe's version of his ex-wife.
Huh?
So he might be a little nervous about that somewhere deep down.
Uh-huh. Fair.
So you get the, yeah, I know it's gross, but I got reasons, I swear. Look. Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, like, all of that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that. Okay, we need to go. If nothing else, we can stop being Frymeath's armor and we can do the blobby blob in there and see what happens.
That's funny. That's what I call it, too.
Come on, everybody, do the blobby blob.
The blobby blob.
Is that what you told that shield it was?
The what?
I thought you'd use a better term.
No, that's the only term I can come up with. We're going to blobby blob.
Oh, not you. I was when Vaughn said that's what he calls it, too. I asked if that's what he told Shield that it was called.
Wrong Vaughn, but I like where your head's at.
Wrong Vaughn. Yeah. Wrong Vaughn. Yeah. Similar.
No, I get the impression that this Vaughn has not as inexperienced as, you know, original flavor.
Well, Vaughn's went to a high school that taught sex ed, so...
Sure.
Yeah.
He might still call it the blobby blob. It depends on what was, like, you know, the vernacular sure. of the school was.
Depends on the folks involved, you know.
Yeah. It's,
sometimes yeah. it works, and it's a fun name, and sometimes it'll just really kill the mood.
Yeah, it's you wouldn't call it that in front of your parents. It's just weird. You have to, like, explain it. And your mom just doesn't like the sound of that. Good way to get slapped.
It's one of Cool Vaughn's traumas is revealed.
Oh, yeah. One Vaughn's is traumatized from from something we don't know and just doesn't want to be with his family at all. The other Vaughn's, well, that was a more complex long-term kind of. But it's not that bad. He came out fine-ish, probably.
The other Vaughn's is going to be telling a bunch of stories later on in his life, and everyone's going to look at him and he's going to realize, oh, that was weird that happened in my family.
Yeah, it's going to be just that, like, oh my God, what? You thought that was like a chill, fun story to tell. Oh, no. Oh, my dude.
All right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Framey, do you want to go into the in there, or do I need to go? Do we need to separate?
I can go with you.
Okay.
I would recommend that Vaughn's here, given that he has been training in really every skill you would need to enter a place like this and not die. Should maybe also accompany us.
Okay, I'm done with that.
I mean, I'm not letting you guys go in there. There could be anything in there.
You're not letting us go in there, or you're not letting us go in there alone?
Well, I mean, like, without me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay. Then let's go.
All right. How are you as a group?
So we're going to walk in.
How are you as a group approaching this?
I'm going to go in first.
Okay.
I'm more
Maybe we'll watch and see what happens at first, if there's some kind of bad reaction, and, like, try to be ready to pull them out.
Okay.
That works. I'm not 100% sure about this, because I've never gone with Sidroa. I've offered Sidroa something to eat, but I've never been with Sidroa when it had something it wanted to eat.
All right.
Okay, let's go in.
So, Wealthy, upon Frymeath, you guys start heading on inside. As a group, generally, are you trying to be stealthy about this, or are you just walking in and, you know, relatively safe formation after you make sure that Wealthy /FM/Sidroa/Aspir do not, you know, get atomized upon entering the door? Like, are you trying to be sneaky about this, or are you just kind of going in as a group?
I don't know that I feel strongly about trying to be sneaky.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything without being sneaky. And if I have to, I'll lead to avoid spoiling surprise.
I mean, like, I guess I'd take my cue from whoever's going first.
Okay. Steamboat.
Yeah.
You feeling sneaky? You feeling just walkie? You feeling cartwheel?
I'm feeling just walkie. That's how I've been this whole time, although I'm a little more cautious here.
Yeah.
But no, not so much sneaky. Walkie.
Okay.
Walkie. Still, yeah.
So.
Very careful and slow and perceptive, but not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the FM transport heads in shortly trailed by Cool Vaughn's. Guys, watch to see what happens. I need intelligence checks from Steamboat Willie and from Jesse.
Oh no, that's my worst one.
What did you say? Intelligence?
Intelligence, yeah.
Jesse got a 22 total, and that is not a prime.
14 prime.
All right.
No, 16 prime.
You both succeed by 4 from your base numbers, hilariously. kind of squinting. The light seems a little strange in there as they go in, but you don't notice anything particularly amiss. And also, no one gets, you know, eviscerated.
no one starts screaming and melting or anything like that.
Yeah. And
writhing in agony.
And Wealthy, just because you are attuned to magic, even if you are currently not, even if you don't currently nearly have as much access to it, you do feel a little, for lack of a better word, puff of magic as you enter the space.
Okay.
But it doesn't seem to have any effect. You aren't glowing, you aren't on fire, you aren't poisoned, you aren't having strange dreams of faraway oceans. Like, something has happened, but whatever it was, it either didn't really take effect or it was too subtle to notice.
Okay.
All right. So you guys start heading on into the deep, dark temple, and that's where we'll pick up next time.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.